sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what it's all like.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
What?
One cup. Wow. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What's up, internet? How you doing? Welcome back to another episode of the JMC Budget BNB podcast. It's Jesse coming at you right now on the 1-2.
Woo! This is Chris.
This is Martin.
Yeah, and we've got the gorgeous Kylie Riddle on our podcast today. How are you, Kylie?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You've heard big things about this one, haven't you?
I have.
It's because we don't shut up about it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of talk about it.
All of 2 days.
That's a lot of talk. We're out here talking smack.
How are you finding, by the way, the JMC Budget B&B?
Yeah, welcome.
Yes, the couch is absolutely luxury. Definitely 5-star.
It's a 5-star couch.
Definitely a 5-star couch.
5-star couch.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Probably about a 2-star in the...
Okay. In the what, Kylie?
Just in the...
No, go on, finish your sentence.
What?
In the what? Spit it out, lady.
Wait, what?
In the company? I don't know.
Oh! I feel like that's not what you were going to say.
No,
that's cool.
Were you going to point out your lack of bedroom? Is that what you were going to point out?
No, I thought she was going to point out the facilities are about a 2-star.
I think Chris, you're right. She needs to sleep outside.
Yeah. I think she needs to sleep on the balcony tonight. Delta Goodrum hating woman.
Well, I hate Delta Goodrum too, but you know.
Well, now you're saying it on a
strong word.
Yeah. I just dislike it.
Yeah, hate's a bit far.
Why don't you?
I wish I had a stronger word than love, but I don't. And I love Delta Goodrum. And
you and
if there was
you.
A word above love, I would choose that word, but I don't think there is.
I'm sure she's a beautiful
person. A door? Is there a door below love?
Mm. Is it like watch her through a window kind of love, or just like
if I knew where she lived? You've got directions.
That's borderline stalkerish.
I feel that we could actually find that out. It's probably not that difficult.
It's true, but I probably wouldn't watch through the window. I'm more of a
through the wall,
through the car window.
More of a sitting in the van with a heat sensor type of guy.
You're one in a million.
Tap into the webcam on a computer
just
from
to get
like
my
your
hands
little
on heat sensor. Yeah.
Just to let everyone know he is single and available
and ready to skate.
And let's be honest, it's a bit of a stretch of Delta's listening. But if you are listening...
Which I hope you are, Delta.
One of us is big fans.
She's a beautiful
person. Well,
way
to keep her listening.
On that note, what about Delta don't you like?
Let's not go into a list of reasons why we hate Delta. This is an anti-Delta podcast, guys.
No.
If it's going to be anti-anyone podcast, it should definitely be an anti-Jennifer Lawrence podcast.
Oh, don't be hating.
How can you hate on J-Law right now?
J-Law's
that's not...
The hate's
that's not a thing,
the
man.
Hate's there.
Let's not discriminate on this podcast anymore. It's moving on.
Anymore? We've
before
done
we
our podcast with discrimination.
Who are we, really?
Before we get sued for defamation, let's move off that. It's pretty cold out here, isn't it, Kylie? How are you taking the coldness?
Sorry, I can't hear you because my left ear is frozen.
Absolutely.
It's like not a drink
louder?
Of coffee. It's more of like a pour it over your head, just bathe in it because it is. Yeah,
it is that cold.
It is.
Kylie says this now as she's sitting on the couch with two blankets on.
And
like
rocking
a shawl.
Some like hospital looking socks too.
Me too.
Bed socks.
Just on that note though, about not being able to hear, I actually like just yesterday actually, and I only just fixed it this morning. I woke up with like the worst like blocked ear just from like sleeping on that side. I must have had some sort of build up of wax or whatever. But you're
That's
not supposed
up.
To stick a cotton bud in your ear.
No.
Right? No, it's a terrible thing.
It pushes
thing.
It further.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Terrible thing to do. So what I was doing was I was doing the blowing technique. Although yesterday where you hold your nose.
I'm sure you were.
Sorry?
I'm sure you're pretty good at it too.
I'm pretty good at blowing, mate. As you would know.
Yeah. Receiving is no gain.
Thanks for the compliment. I'll take
giving
it.
Giving is the game. Receiving is nine.
But you actually just reminded me of a little thing. I had to go. I don't think I've told you guys this. I had to go to the doctors last year because I went swimming in my pool, and I had water like in my ear, and I was like, okay, whatever, it'll just kind of like go out. And I tried like the hitting it technique and the tilting your head to the side, and like nothing worked. And then like, all night I was doing the blowing thing. I was like sticking things in my ears. I tried like everything. I was like Googling. I was like, what the fuck do I need to do to get this water out of my goddamn ears? I had to end up going to the doctor the next day because the next day it got worse and my ear started like physically hurting. I don't know if you guys have done this before, but when you go to the doctor and you say, hey, I've got shit in my ear, they do this procedure on you, which I didn't even know existed.
They flush it out.
They flush out your fucking ear.
Tap it in, yeah.
So they stick this little fucking dildo in your ear, and it's like this little hose, high pressure hose type situation, and they just flush out everything's in your ear, and they hold a bedpan up to the side of your face, and all that's in your ear comes like gushing like out of the side of your face, and he's like showing me all the shit. I was like nearly vomiting like looking at it. I was like, oh god, that's in me.
There's like a boot and open can, tin can.
Yeah, like, it is. Yeah. And you can like hear your skull, like for like some, like, you know what I mean, like a short period of time. But he ends up like fixing my ear, and then while he was there, he was like, hey, do you want me to do the other ear? I was like, yeah, sure, it's not blocked, but what, you know, while you're here, well, I might as well, when in Rome,
while we're flushing.
So exactly, yeah. So he sticks a dildo in my other ear, and after a while of flushing in this ear, I just hear him say, oh my god. And I'm like, I start freaking out, I'm like, oh fuck, what's he done? I'm thinking in my mind, because there's this big poster on the wall about the ear procedure thing and all like the hazards and stuff involved in this. And I'm thinking, oh fuck, he's like, he's gone too far. He's like blown this eardrum, or he's like hit this and something like that. And I'm like freaking out. And then he says it again. He's like, oh my god. And I look over, and he's got a little pair of tweezers now, and he's pulling out of the bedpan this like big like black thing. And it's like, I know the listeners can't like see where my fingers right now. It's about a 2 centimeter.
That's not 2 centimeters, you guys.
That's 2 centimeters.
That's 2 centimeters.
That's like 20 centimeters.
That's like an inch and a bit.
How many? Which is? What is that?
Is that 2 centimeters?
An inch is 2.5 centimeters.
What? Yeah. No, inches are bigger than centimeters.
That's not centimeters.
An inch is.
Well, what would you say this is in centimeters?
I'd say that's probably.
We're looking at his finger, by the way. You know his...
That's two. You that's two. That's about two centimeters.
Centimeters. Okay.
Anyway,
major things for a living. So
yeah,
so
you've probably got the most credibility in this scenario.
He knows his rulers. I went to school. He knows his rules.
I went to school. I had a
school. I have a degree. Damn it!
I used to fake those margins in all my assessments.
I had a protractor.
Wasn't that fun? But no, so this thing, it looked like a little date, right? Or like maybe like a cockroach's back.
What?
Situation. In your ear. And it was in my ear. Like it must have been like really deep in there. And like he'd never seen something like this before. He was like, oh, Jesus. And he was kind of like, I'll just put this down here.
I'm a little bit concerned about the medical professional that you went to, because they really shouldn't make those sorts of comments.
Oh no, that's what I thought too.
Doing some sort of procedure on you.
When you see something God, like that, I don't think you can really. Yeah.
Like that's not what you want to hear. That's not.
Oh, it was confidence. Not what I wanted to hear. No. But I don't think he'd encountered anything like that before. So I feel like he was justified in his reaction.
Yeah.
But
I want to go to the doctors now and check out my.
I know, right? Everyone I've told the story to says the same thing. And I'm like, fuck, how long have I had this thing in my ear? I mean, I tell you what, though.
I'd rather not.
You have had a problem listening to people. I know this.
Well, that's the thing, is that usually, like, I do have a bit of a problem.
Still,
like,
you still do.
Well, that's just because I zone out a lot.
Because you had a flipping cockroach in your ear.
Or a date, we don't know. Or just a build up of something and then had turned black. I don't know. But like, usually like in my car, I know like I have a certain, like we all have like a certain number we listen to our stereo on in the car, right? And mine was like 40 at the time. That was like my peak. Like I don't really go above 40. Tell you what, after driving home from the doctors that night, fucking 30.
Yeah,
I was like, no louder, thanks. Yeah. My hearing was like so good.
Yeah.
After that, I'm sure now it's going back to the shits. But like,
yeah,
get your ears checked, guys. But I asked him, and I was like, well, hang on, you're not supposed to stick cotton buds in your ears. He's like, no, never do that. And I was like, well, how are you supposed to? What's the proper way to clean your ears? And he's like, I guess just come to me. I was like, what? I gotta come get my ears flushed every time I got shit in my ears now?
It doesn't hurt though.
There was a little, I mean, discomfort's probably a better word, not pain.
Yeah.
But there were moments where I was kind of like, ooh, you know, like it was really like hitting the side of your brain. It's a high pressure hose
really
in your ear.
Really confused
of
how big your eardrums are.
Yeah, well, exactly. I didn't know they could fit that kind of thing in it. I didn't know it was like a little back dock situation.
That's pretty crazy. But no, you're not supposed to stick earbuds in your ears. I used to get that stuff from the supermarket. It was called AudiClean.
Is it like a liquid thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
I've tried that.
And you stick it in your ear and you spray it, basically.
Does it work? Yeah, it didn't work on me. It's supposed to like dissolve all the stuff in your ear, as far as I know, like similar to how an acid works. But it didn't really...
No, from what I can understand, it's basically just salt water.
But they're not sticking things in your ear thing. That's a recent thing, right?
I don't know.
It's fairly recent.
I didn't know it was
because like they still sell like earbuds.
Yeah,
you can
just do like a light twirl, not like a high.
Yeah, I think it's more made for like the outer rim of your ear, not the inner rim.
Yeah, but like, why do they still have to sell like?
As far as a rim job goes in your ears, don't go.
Yeah, like who's just going through 500 of them, just twiddling their ears? Like who's doing that?
It's about being prepared. Apocalypse might happen.
You never know.
You cannot have waxy ears when that happens.
No.
You gotta hear the zombies coming.
Okay, fair enough.
But that being said, like an amount of wax in your ears is healthy as well because it like protects your ear.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You can
from the cockroaches that are crawling into it.
Don't you sleep with when I go somewhere like on this couch? Not just saying about the couch.
You go somewhere on this couch.
When I go and stay somewhere random, I always sleep with the blanket over my ears in case something crawls into my ear.
Oh, you have like one of those
phobias.
Because
I don't know what's in my surroundings because you always hear the stories about like things crawling
spiders
in.
Spiders in the ears and stuff, laying eggs.
So
I
always sleep with something over my ears.
Interesting.
Yeah, the blanket's over my ears.
No.
That's odd. That's never really crossed my mind.
That'd be annoying.
It has definitely crossed my mind and I've tried that. But I was never able to like commit to it just because it was.
How do you sleep like that?
Exactly.
Especially
because
if you've got long hair, your hair will randomly like touch your ear, and you wake up like and you think you got a spider on you or something, and you don't.
Which, by the way, I think that's like my excuse as to why I can't hear a lot of the time is because I've got these fucking dog flaps, which is covering my ears 24/7.
You do look a bit like the dog van on Dumb and Dumber.
He does.
Stop.
That is the best analogy ever.
That's great.
Thanks.
I actually think the van looks better, but
talking about like a dog van.
How would you describe this charter?
Have you ever seen the dog van
from the from Dumb and Dumber?
Oh,
the van is more hygienically clean.
I take my hygiene seriously, Jack.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Ears. Hey?
Moving on to other body parts.
Yeah,
what was your doctor like, though? Because
it was really
I've had
nice.
Some experiences with some pretty odd doctors.
Oh, really?
Though. Yeah.
What?
Like, okay, so yours was with a pool as well, so we must have a thing
a
with
pool?
Pools and doctors with water in the ear.
Oh, you did. Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought you meant your doctor had a pool. Like, that's
it probably does. Probably got 20 pools.
Step into my pool.
I was, when I was about 9 or so, we went to the pool. And you know when you hop on the swimming blocks and there's like a little ledge before that as well?
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know when you're a kid and you're showing off and you're just jumping in and out. Look at me, I'm jumping in the water. And so I stood up on the swimming block and my foot slipped and I went chin first on the edge of the pool. And so I
just feel that right now. You think
about
it.
It was fun. It was a good time. And I stood up and my sister came over and she had this look on her face and I was like, oh, my chin hurts. Is it bleeding? And I looked down and, you know, there's blood just, you know, gushing out and my chin bone was sticking out. You could see my chin bone.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh.
So we went to my mom took me to the doctor and I was, you know, like.
Wait, hang on. She took you to the doctor? Like your chin bone sticking out, she didn't take you to the hospital?
Well, yeah. We're kind of like a family that doesn't like.
We take things very casually here.
A cold is, you know, you got to be like vomiting to stay home. And if you stay home, you're not allowed to watch TV because if you're so sick to stay home, you're too sick to watch TV.
Right.
That sort of, you know.
My parents are like that.
Yeah.
You're homeschooled. Yes.
Where are you trying to stay home from?
But if you're like, oh, I'm too sick to do school, and you're like, well, you're too sick to watch TV, you're like, no, I can watch TV.
You know what? No, you cannot make the same analogy. No, you don't understand school.
Your chin sticking out isn't enough to rush you to the hospital.
Because
that's not high on the priority
list. Well, because there's doctors at the hospital and there's doctors at the doctors. So
face has to be actually falling off. Yeah. Yeah. The skull exposed.
Need at least 3 bones exposed before it's a hospital trip.
Yes. 1, 2, no. Only 2.
Yeah. What is that, a femur? No, get back in the car.
Anyway, so we got to the doctors and we went into the guy and I'm sitting on the chair in the doctor's room and I'm leaning back and all of a sudden this doctor walks in and he's cross-eyed. I am not even kidding you. He's like full blown cross-eyed and my mum just looked at him and she looked at me and I was like shaking my head. I'm like, no, please no. Like,
you sure he looked at you?
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah. Well, he actually comes out and so he had to stick like 4 needles in my chin to like numb it up.
Because he missed them 4-3 times.
Yeah, like the first one was in my shoulder, the second one was in the nose. And so he's sticking these things in, so I start screaming because he's leaning over me. I'm like 9 years old, this cross-eyed dude with these needles coming at me.
That is so scary.
Sticking them in my chin. So I was screaming. I'm like, and then all of a sudden I just hear the doctor go, Mrs. Munn, are you okay? And in the corner of my eye, I just see my mum just drop.
What?
Like, literally drop. So I've got this cross-eyed dude on top of me. Not on top of me.
The doctor's trip took a very quick turn, didn't it? Quick, mum's out. Unzip your pants.
It's okay. I'm cross-eyed.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
I need a closer look.
I thought that was your knee. No. He was leaning. He was putting needles in my chin.
He leaned a lot harder.
3 needles in the face, 1 down there.
Wow.
Let's make it another hole.
So he's like, I'm not going to say jabbing. He was jabbing my chin.
Yeah. What a weird way to start a blowjob.
Yeah. Just jab my chin. I love it.
It's not usually how we do it, is it? Yeah,
no, I was going, you creep. All right, so this cross-eyed guy's over, leaning over me, and then all of a sudden the nurses come in, and they're literally dragging my mum. So they didn't even, like, pick her up. She's out hanging, and they're dragging her out by her shoulders.
That's great.
I've got this guy over me.
Well, she's, like, unconscious.
Unconscious. Like... They're dragging her out of the room.
Wow.
And this dude, oh my God. And I was just like, it was traumatizing then. So once they were done, like, giving me stitches... They, like, took me out, and so my mum's all hooked up to something, like, in the next room.
Just put her in the hall closet, like, wait, yeah, she'll be fine.
he thought it was the next room, just the closet.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
That's so funny, your mum just, like, passes out.
She's
like
fully, so what does she, like, pass out from?
The blood? Or?
Just everything, because, like, it was
just,
like,
too much.
You just picture, like, this guy over me, my chin was, like, literally open, and he just starts sticking needles in me, and he's like...
Looks like a mad scientist.
Yeah, it was just, and there was a lot of blood. Like it was pouring out. And I think just the combination of it all.
Do you see the scar?
Too much.
Not really visible.
I can't see it on
your lip.
How old were you when this happened?
I have a lot of scars. Probably about 9.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
Or 8, it kind of, or 7. I don't know, it all blends into an age once you're 9, 10.
All right, or 7, 6, maybe.
Last year.
Maybe 16, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jeez. But that's like, that's kind of something for you though, isn't it? You were saying you're kind of accident prone to me last night.
I am.
I feel you, girl.
Yeah.
How many bones have you broken?
Probably about 6 or so.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm about 5.
Yeah.
I've never broken a bone. And same. I'm like, I'm super accident prone, but not in regards to breaking bones. I've never...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, touch wood. If you believe in that kind of thing.
That's from Kmart. Yeah. That's not real wood. Yeah,
that's vinyl.
No wood. What do I do? What do I touch?
Touch my wood,
maybe. Hence why this got a 2-star rating.
I'll have to do. That's crazy. I've never passed out before either that I'm aware of, at least that I can remember.
I passed out on stage.
On stage?
I remember you saying this.
Yeah, those who are listening from my high school, welcome. you'll remember this.
Wildcats represent. Yeah,
you'll remember this. I was, I used to dance on stage, doing solos and just like freestyle and stuff like that. And this one particular part of the song, I was almost at the end. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this, doing my routine, blah, blah, smashing it out. A couple of moves to go before the end of the song. Did a backflip. Didn't quite land it. I should say I landed
away. Was it like Kevin Hart's backflip in Central Intelligence? Was that how he did it?
Kind of like it. Yeah. Backflip, and then just landed on my noggin, and I just completely just flopped like out. I was out. Like landed on my head directly. Snoring? Huh?
Did you do the snore?
No, but I was just. Eyes closed, no movement. Everyone and
splits his chin open, chin bone sticking out. Went to the doctor.
From what I heard later,
had no face.
They pulled something out of his ears.
Yeah. Wake up, there's like cross eyes.
You were cross eyed. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just there.
Next thing, I woke up in the ambulance. I'm like, what happened? And from what I heard, everyone thought I finished. Like, that was my end, my act. My main move. Because, it was like almost at the end of the song.
Giving you a standing ovation.
Thunderous applause.
Yeah.
Everyone thought I finished. Head bump you took there, buddy.
But after a little while, I didn't get up. They were like, oh, there's something wrong.
The curtain just closes, over your head. But it's, trying to, close. Yeah. But, someone comes in, drags you, off the stage.
Yeah. Exactly. So, that's...
This guy's really committed.
That's one of a handful of times I went home in a hospital ambulance again.
Went home in a hospital.
In a hospital, yes.
They brought the whole hospital to you.
Yeah. That's how it was that bad.
He was home. The hospital was home. He was a permanent
resident. First time was the chlorine story, so...
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Have you ever, passed out, Jesse, or got knocked out?
No.
Yeah, interesting.
No, I...
You're boring.
I'm not particularly accident prone at all. I think I'm too coordinated.
No.
Oh, too coordinated. Oh, look out.
Yeah, whoa.
Look out, Mr. Measurements.
No, I find really coordinated. See, I'm the most uncoordinated coordinated person.
That doesn't make any sense. How does that work?
I'm so coordinated, running, jumping, do anything. Yeah, but... Except for just normal life. Walking normally.
I feel you, yeah.
I can't do it.
Hop over a fence, you get a wedgie. Yeah.
That's true. If you have a video, thanks, we'll post that up.
Thanks for the help of these two.
We're going to play that video in the background of her trying to get over the fence.
It's great. It's amazing.
It's really great when people help you when your shoe's stuck and you're over the top of jagged fences.
And two grown men just laughing at her, not helping her out.
So no, chivalry's not dead, gentlemen. No.
We helped after we took photos and videos and laughs.
Yeah. If anyone has no idea what we're talking about, the other day I went up to the roof and these guys were shooting a film on our roof. And we've got a big spiky fence on our roof you have to climb over if you want to get to the other side. And it's funny because as I came up, I was actually thinking, I was like, okay, I can kind of picture MJ's little ninja warrior. He would have got over this fence, okay? But I was thinking, I was like, how did Kylie get over this fence?
I got over really quite
quickly. Yeah, it was good when you got over it, but going back was...
I can't picture it now because all I can picture is you trying to get back over the fence and that whatever you call that smoothness, trying to get over.
She tries to hop back. She gets stuck. Her foot gets stuck. And then her jacket gets stuck.
Everything when I jumped down...
And we're just laughing at her.
The jumper pulled me back up on top of the fence almost. And these two just stood there recording.
And laughing. Don't forget laughing. That was important.
It was all over the Snapchats and Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was there.
You wish you were there.
Well, I wish I was there. Sorry, you weren't. Yeah.
What other bones have been broken, Carly?
Other bones have been broken. My foot, my wrists, about 3. My fractured my nose.
You're white female version of Jackie Chan. That's cool.
Why, thank you.
But you speak English.
and a few other things why I'm not a man.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Not just the fact that you're
like,
I don't speak.
You're like Jackie Chan, except not at all.
Everything about you.
Anyways.
But I've been knocked out a few times.
You've been knocked out as well?
I've never been knocked out or passed out.
No, it's a kind of record I think I'm keeping, but we'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah. You want to find out?
It could be arranged.
I'm more than willing to help. I'm more than willing to help.
It's about to go down. Look, the closest I've ever gotten was actually when we were shooting our ice skating video. BT Dub ice skating video out at Winterfest in Brizzy last year.
The first time or the second time?
Second time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you weren't there for that one. Because I do all my own stunts. You know, whatever. But
he says from the hospital bed.
Yeah. Famous last words.
Yeah.
I love Jackie Chan too, except nothing like Jackie Chan. I had to like fall a bunch of times and I didn't have the helmet on like secured or like tightened or anything.
Did you hit your head?
Just a second. Were you wearing a helmet?
Yeah.
I was wearing ice helmet. Skating?
Yeah. It was for comedic purposes. Yeah.
Okay. It's not like a fashion choice?
No, exactly. It was to do with, you've obviously never seen our video then, Kylie. I'm a little bit hurt. But anyway.
It's
about
the biggest video, by the way.
Yeah, it's our highest views. It's about you like your first time ice skating and like being like afraid and, you know, uncoordinated and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, I was wearing the helmet.
You know when you act like a baby giraffe being born, like on the ice, because you've never...
I can't say I've randomly just got on the ice and pretended I've slipped out of a giraffe.
What? No, you don't come out of the giraffe. You are the giraffe.
Where did it come from?
Yeah, but if you were just born, where did the giraffe come from? It's just...
The chicken.
Have you ever seen a giraffe get born?
That's it's just a, like the chicken and the egg, but with the giraffe and the giraffe.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura under the ice.
I don't think we're having the same conversation here. But anyway.
So you hit your head.
Yeah, so I've done,
I didn't know this, by the way.
I've done,
I didn't
know this fall, either. I've done the fall, and like the helmet has come off as I'm mid-fall and like hit the ice first, and I've come down onto the helmet, like on the back of my head. And I did see stars for a second. I was like, whoa, shit, what was that? And, like, I was partially out of it for, like, the rest of the evening. So I reckon I had a slight concussion.
You didn't tell me this.
I think. Well, because I didn't really know what was happening. But I was still, like it was totally comprehensive of everything that was going on around me. Mm. And it, like, still had full function. But, like, I was just a little uneasy. And, like, the next day and or so, too, I was just a bit... Not myself.
You drove home that night, didn't you?
I think so. No, I did.
Question, did you get the shot?
Yeah, we did get the shot. Yeah. I was like, was that on camera?
Yeah. Oh, sorry,
did you get that?
I ran out of battery, sorry.
Please tell me we were rolling. No, we did. I lay there for a little bit afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm good. I'm just going to just chill here for a second.
Those of you have seen it and thought, oh man, that must have hurt, it actually did.
Yeah, and I took some pretty big knocks that evening. Self-inflicted, though, so it was all controlled. But
it was a great shot, though. Great for you.
It was a great video. I had a lot of fun doing that. It's good, good. Thanks, Winterfest, for having us out there.
Have any of you been swooped by two boats, two magpies?
No. Yes. Yeah. From either end? Please tell me this happened from either end. Did you get pig on a spit?
Sounds like you got late for the
So I was with two of my friends. We were just like bike riding and he was skateboarding. Anyway, going through the park and there were Toombul Park. I don't know if you guys have been there. And just going through and there was a skate park there. We were just hanging out there. And
cool kids.
Yeah.
Skateboard.
And
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like on my bike. Yeah. Anyway.
What are those kids?
I see you as a scooter guy. Anyway,
I was so a rollerblader back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
sorry, Mighty Ducks.
Everyone, back in the 80s, everyone was
rollerblader.
Anyway, so, and then we had to get to like the shops, but between the shops in the park, there was like magpies. The two magpies just owned that territory. Everyone knew that was the magpie zone.
That was their zone.
Everyone knew the magpies. Oh, Steve, good morning. Just giving them a wave, you know.
And my friends were like, oh, let's just let's go around. We can't go past this way because they're going to sweep you any moment. I'm like, nah, man, you've got this. We've got this. So I'm just, let's just bolt it. Just go straight through. They won't catch us.
These are our streets.
And the guys are like, no, hey, you go ahead. If you go through, we'll go through. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I got this. I went through. In a matter of like seconds, I was attacked by the first bird coming down and just like pecking me like there's no tomorrow. Like, oh my God. I'm like screaming like a little girl. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm trying to pedal at the same time. Yeah. And you know when you're trying to like pedal with your legs out, you're like trying to, but still.
Why are your legs? Are you trying to karate kick it?
I don't know where it's coming from. You're like, you know, things are coming by.
He wants
like,
to be Jackie Chan.
It's like, it's like Homer. It's like, it's in my hair. And I'm like, okay. And then I went in underneath a bus stop where there's a roof there. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm safe. I'm good. I can see and then look up just past. He's on the power line, just eyeing me out. I'm like, oh, fuck, he's still there. Anyway, so I went on the other side of the
power. Getting electrocuted, but he's just, like, owning it like a boss. Like, yeah. He's just looking at you, like, I'm still going to fucking get you, mate.
Just oh, yeah.
Anyway, and, okay, so I go on the other side of the bus stop. I come out. There's another bird. I think it's, like, the boy version or the wife, I don't know, whatever, comes swooping down to me. I'm like, oh, fuck this. And I go to the other side. So the both of them just come swooping out down. At me. Tag teaming me. And from a distance, it looked like this. Like just like a wave of like, I don't know. It was like, how do I describe it? I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't know how you can describe that to people, to the viewers, just, right? To the
he just did this interpretive dance.
It was like a double helix thing going on. And my friends were obviously laughing their heads off in the distance. I basically had like half my helmet left by the end of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
These are magpies. Wow. Anyway, really? I made it through to the other side. Like, I made it.
See, we used to have a similar thing at one of my primary schools where at the entrance of the primary school, it was like they really wanted to test that you really wanted to get to school because there was about 6 big gum trees planted at the entrance of the school. And so everyone would come on the other side of the road and it was a dare pretty much on like a sacrificial lamb of the first person to cross the road to get to school because as soon as you get across the road you get absolutely nailed by the magpies.
So did you make it?
Oh, you got swooped all the time.
You just had to take it like a bitch.
Yeah.
You just push kids like, on the
fuck
road.
Fuck, that one's got my ear. Oh, well. You first toy. Yeah.
There's no detention in your school. It's just like that area.
Yes.
Yeah. Go to the magpies.
I like how there's like certain areas, like it's only in Australia too, where like you would like even like the hardest of like criminal mob bosses and shit, you know what I mean? Like, oh man, let's do this drug deal. Like, oh, but not at that park though, there's a magpie lives in that tree. Like, we can't be doing it there.
Yeah, that's crazy true.
Like, I'd love to see their reaction to getting swooped.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, actually. We should do that. Patented, copyrighted, no one steal that idea.
I've been swooped by in a car before. Yeah. Have you been?
Yeah, all the time.
In a car.
And what? People are always like, oh my goodness, you do. The birds look at you and they swoop at you while you're sitting in the car.
In the car, yes. I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
And I duck when I see a bird in the car so the car. I forget.
You duck?
Oh, you had a window up? You had the window up?
Yeah.
I had a window down.
Oh.
I was in traffic and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, this fucking magpie again comes in and like goes, rah! I'm like flying off with one hand. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I can only imagine.
Came in your window?
Huh?
Like it came like
in my window. It's
what?
I can only imagine the guy behind me watching this everything just like.
We just see some magpies fly in the car window in front of him.
Yeah, and this
the guy in front.
Yeah, the wings are just flapping everywhere.
There's feathers
like,
spewing out the side of the car.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I'm in the in traffic.
But you never know what to do when something jumps on you when you're in a car or something, like a bug flies in and lands in your shirt and
like, okay, one of the biggest fears is like calm, like say you pull down your visor and
if
a spider comes down, you're like boom.
Yeah.
Like,
has that happened to you?
No, but it's just like if you ever do that, like if you're not afraid of spiders. If that thing comes down, you're like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Done. I have a car crash.
I remember driving home. I wasn't driving. I was like a kid and me and my brothers, 3 brothers, were sitting in the back. It's my nan and pop. And they just bought a whole bunch of like pot plants from the nursery. And it was our job to sit and hold the pot plants in the back seat. And like, we're like halfway home. And all of a sudden, Ben like looks up on the roof. And there's this huge spider crawling like, across the roof. And like my nan cannot absolutely stand spiders. Like we played so many pranks on her with like fake spiders, like growing up. Spiders is her one thing. And it was at the point where like we all saw this as like one of the best opportunities for like our greatest ever prank. But I think even though we were like probably like 10 and younger, I think we all saw the danger in letting her know there's a spider on the roof and that she could potentially kill us or just like faint at the wheel.
Yeah.
So I think like we kind of just like hinted to my pop, and then somehow my pop just like, instead of cluing on that, you know, oh, we're trying to be calm and not point out the spider, he turns around and goes, "Whoa, spider!" Nan like freaks out. We like pulled over the side of the road. He was like running out of the car and shit. Like,
that's so dangerous.
It was run. No, we could have died.
At least you stayed like composed enough to pull over to the side of the road.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Didn't just
like
trapped?
Bail out the window like on the highway. Kids, you're on your own.
Bye.
Have you ever been trapped by a spider? Because I've been trapped by a spider.
No, I've been trapped by toads, but not a spider.
Oh yeah,
that's a podcast in of itself.
Oh, man.
Chris's spiders are toads.
my sister and I, our parents went out for the night just until like 10 o'clock. Our stay up nights were like 8:30, so 10 o'clock was pretty late.
Rebels.
I used to use my stay up night for Superman.
You have one stay up night, what?
One stay up night a week, yeah.
Oh, Superman.
What night?
Like Lois and Clark Superman?
Yes, like Dean Cain, Terry Fletcher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was my stay up night choice. Those were the good days.
Great.
I choose one night to stay up.
Which night of the week did you choose?
The Superman night.
What the fuck's the Superman night?
Supernan. The Supernan night.
It was called the
Supernanny. Just reruns of Supernanny.
I don't know if you've heard of this superhero called Superman.
It was called Lewis and Clark.
From Krypton.
This was a TV show.
It was called Lewis and Clark. Yeah, right. Dean.
So not like
Kane
Smallville.
Yes.
Like,
no, this was
Terry Hatchell, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and Dean Cain.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
what night of the week was that on?
It was in Sydney the other week.
I think it was Monday, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's school night. Interesting choice. I would have chose a weekend, but fair enough. Continue.
So we had to be in bed by the time they got home, and so we were downstairs, obviously not in bed. And then we went outside. We thought we heard something outside downstairs. And so we walked outside. And then as we walked back in, my sister was like, "Oh my goodness, Kylie, just check me, check me." She's like, "I think something just landed on me." And I'm like looking at her and I couldn't see anything. She's like, "No, I swear a spider just landed on me," and I couldn't see it. So then I started freaking out that it was maybe on me. And so I'm like, "Ah!" like jumping around. She's like, no, it's not on you. And it was like from a movie. I turned my head and I just see these massive things just start to crawl over her shoulder slowly.
Oh.
And then so I just whacked it. It like, okay, this isn't exaggerating. Like these are like, it was like a, it was a huge spider.
We're talking like a good like 7 centimeters.
It was
like a saucer.
It was, 6 centimeters if you're Jesse.
It was huge. So it was downstairs. It was downstairs and we didn't know what to do. And so we're like getting tennis rackets and like every kind of
beating the fuck out of each other with tennis rackets, trying to kill a spider
over the fence.
Yeah. We were spraying it with anything that was spray worthy, like we were just like hairspray, Lynx just like
deodorant,
everything,
like,
yeah.
Canola oil.
Yeah. And then it started running, and we didn't know where it went. And so we're walking around downstairs, like, okay, we knew Mum and Dad were going to get home soon. Like, we're going to get in so much trouble if we're not in bed by the time they get home. And so we're like, okay,
they're
going to
believe this spider story.
And we're like, okay, let's just go upstairs, and it's going to be downstairs somewhere. Like, as long as it's downstairs. And so we're standing at the bottom of the stairs, and we're just about to like go up them, and then we look up and it's waiting right in the middle of the island of up the stairs. Because you know when you go up one way and then you turn and you go back up the other?
Right.
It was right on the wall in the middle there.
Oh,
so we couldn't get
like,
up.
If it's there, like what have you been far spraying right this whole time?
No, well it was there and then it ran away.
Oh, right.
Well, I forgot to mention that it was actually hanging on the top back corner. So if you ducked your head, it could have dropped on you.
Oh,
yeah, that's why we were like, oh, let's run to the middle. And so while we were like trying to think of a game plan, it would like run to the other part.
Just
like,
one step ahead of you.
Yeah.
Every time. And then Mum and Dad came home and obviously they're like, "Why are you in bed yet?" And we're like, "There's a spider." And then we looked and it was gone. And we're like, we're not going to bed.
What
like,
a smart spider.
Yeah, we're like,
he fucking knows.
No like chance. Mouse hunt.
Yeah, it is.
This was legit. Like, and so we're like, we're not going to bed. And like, yes, you are going to bed. So we went to bed. And we hear my dad like crashing around.
Good fight there, Carly. By the sounds of it. Really stuck to your guns. I love it. We're not going to bed. Yes, you are. Okay.
They will not move us.
And we hear him crashing around, and then he walks into our bedroom and was like, look, I found this. By that point,
just talking about kids. Done away with the parents. It's now onto the kids.
He comes in holding like your parents' head. Here's your mum. Here's your dad. Hope you have a good night's sleep.
And then he walked in. He's like, I found it. I got it. And we're like, okay, cool. The next morning...
Here it is. Chucks it on you.
The next morning, we're downstairs and the flipping spider starts crawling around the corner. There was two.
Oh,
wait, hang on. Are you sure there was two? Or did your dad lie to you to tell you to go to sleep?
He showed us the next morning and there were two. There was two.
Wow. So that's they were pulling twin magic on you the whole time. Yeah. You thought that you were spraying one spider and he's fucking off. In reality, his twin's coming in play to divert you over there while he has time to heal.
The spider prestiged.
That's incredible. Yeah. He's just outsmarted like the whole family.
It's parent trap.
Yes.
Literally.
That's brilliant.
But isn't it like the cockroach thing where you see one cockroach, there's like another thousand hiding somewhere?
That's just called New South Wales.
Yeah. In Brisbane too, man.
But especially down here, though, there's like...
But when you see one spider, I'm sure there's like a million other spiders.
Oh, I'm going to sleep really well tonight.
That's like when you see like a baby spider and you go, oh, no. Because I know the mum's going to be like somewhere.
Have you seen Charlotte's Web? Those baby spiders get far away from the mama spider.
I have nightmares about spiders. Like, I wake up doing this because I think there's a spider web there. Like, because I have dreams, I have nightmares of spiders, and then I like open my eyes think it's there, and I see the web, and then I see it, and I'm like doing this swearing, and then I wake up properly, and then.
So, Spider-Man must be the worst. You.
I just close my eyes when he gets bitten and then the rest is fine.
Okay.
Because he's not actually a spider, he's a man.
Spoiler alert, you don't see him get bitten in Homecoming, so you can watch the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. How old was your sister, by the way?
She's a year older than me, so I think we're like 14, 15.
Okay, right. What's like the worst thing you've ever done to your sister?
I tried to flush my brother's head down the toilet. And I was like, stop screaming! And he was screaming.
You said that so casually. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, try to do that.
Well, he stole my Hubba Bubba.
Oh, that's pretty brutal.
That's worse. Head flushing worthy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's grounds for a face full of poop.
You crossed the line, man. You're done messed up.
My sister, I think, you know when you... This is like saying how far back it goes. When you first get the recorders, the tape recorders.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked out that you can record on it. So I put it in the bathroom when my sister went to the toilet and recorded her on the toilet. I don't know what I was giving you that for, but I got in trouble for it.
Why would you do that?
What did you hear?
Just for revenge.
Like,
is this a video?
No, it wasn't a video. Gee, I'm not that sick.
Recorder.
It's like a tape recorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever guys like prove to your parents they're snoring by recording them?
My mum did that to my dad.
Yeah.
It's
funny.
My mum also did it to my dad.
He was like so defensive. I don't snore. I was like, here. He's like, told you.
Well, see, my dad knew he snored. But it was more like, this is how bad it is.
Yeah.
So the situation. Like, my dad will wake himself up when he's sleeping. Like,
yes, my cousin does that.
You'll see him sleeping. Like, he'll be having a nap or something on the couch. And then, like, he'll be like...
Like he wakes himself up. Yeah.
Gets a shot, looks around for a second, and goes back to sleep.
He's like, wakes up, like, who the fuck's that? And goes back to sleep. My mum recorded my dad snoring because he's only a recent snorer that he's like begun it. But like, she recorded him, showed him the next day, and then he was like, I don't know that for sure that that's me. Like, how do we know that's me? And we were like, yes, fair enough. That's a good point. We got no proof.
There's a body double sleeping next to your mum at night? Like,
he was like, there could be a recording he got off the internet. We were like, yeah, okay.
Oh, it was a voice recording.
Yeah, oh yeah, we didn't film it.
You made a video of
it. No, we should use a voice memo.
My mum did it with like a cassette.
No.
So there was, back there in the was day. Like, yeah.
The so you can cassette. Rewind the tape.
There was like no, yeah. There was like no internet back then. Were you press record and
play at the same time?
Yeah.
Or you trying to record songs off the radio, and then they start talking near the end of the song. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm trying to learn those words. Yeah, we'd
get all mixtaping.
Yes. Yeah, and now every time you hear a song, you'll still hear like those last few words that you got the radio presenter in as well. You'd be like, welcome back to KBLL, like, and you're like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah,
like,
you jumped in early.
I like how you said the Simpsons KBE.
Yeah, that's all I could think of.
You're always welcome to come back to the James C. Budget B&B.
Why, thank you.
That's alright.
Just make sure to bring if you choose, with you.
If you choose.
I like that you don't have a shower time limit.
Yeah,
no.
It's because
it's hard to enforce it in this house when you live with Jesse. Can you imagine if he tried to enforce a shower time limit and then go has his 45-minute shower? Like,
no, let's talk more like an hour.
He's got to get through the whole Celine Dion album in the shower. Yeah, that's
right. Come on.
And then Bieber, and then 1D, and then
yeah, yes, yeah. The whole nine yards. We're going through each album as we speak, but we don't pay for water. If we're paying for water. Different story.
Well, we're paying for gas.
That's a good point.
Gas heater.
Can you just start having cold showers, please?
Like, yeah, that in winter. Just... Well, you'd be surprised how often it goes cold when I'm in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because you're in there for 45 minutes. You're running out.
No, within like the first few minutes.
They use like the backup gas tank.
Your first few minutes is half an hour.
Did you maybe turn the cold on?
Oh,
yeah.
That's it.
That can happen.
See, that never happens. That never happens to me.
No,
you turn the cold on. It and it got cold.
Oh, no.
It's a bit weird how that works. It might be the the times that I go. Like, I reckon I might like go in the shower at the same time.
Well, like
that
peak, other towel, people, peak time, peak shower. Yeah,
the
time.
Other people in the building are having a shower.
Right.
And then like the hot
rush,
water.
Instead of rush hour, it's wash hour.
Yeah, it's wash hour.
In your head. That's a really good excuse.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's all just
amazing.
Yeah.
That's why I like, you know, I go, I don't know, 6 to 7 minute shower, they're done.
67 minutes. I'm sure I've done that before.
6 to 7.
Oh, 6 to 7. Actually, I have a story.
I was just going to ask, how did you go in the drought? Hey. Dude, you ever went back when Brisbane had
he
that drought?
He is the reason for the drought. That's
we
why
had,
he's...
No, it. I started it.
Brisbane to Sydney.
My dad used to be so like anal when it comes to right like 4 minutes, bam.
Do they used to put a bucket in the shower to catch the water?
Yeah.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah. And they give you the thing to clean the windows in the shower.
To catch water that you have just washed yourself with?
No. Just spare water that flings out. Yeah.
And then use that to like wash plants and things like wash plants, water plants, just cleaning the plants.
Yeah,
shampoo and conditioner. Yeah. You're fucking
looking a bit dirty today.
Just gross hair. Like, well, you what the fuck?
I gotta shampoo my cactus later on. Guys. It's like,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
What's your story?
Well, it's a bit of a long story. We are sort of running out of time, but I'll give you another shower story.
please don't.
Like, long showers have always been a problem for me. That's just, like...
Among other things.
Growing up.
I'm glad you recognise this as a problem. Admittance is the first step to fixing, you know? Sorry, continue.
No, anyway, because I used to get in trouble for it all the time. Because, as you know, Levi and I were homeschooled. Levi's my brother. Shout out to him. I used to get in trouble for it, and it even got to the point that my dad wouldn't let me have a shower when he was at work. Because I take advantage of the fact that no one was there to get me in trouble, because Levi and I were the only ones there.
That's your biggest idea of freedom as a child. It was like, with the parents leave, fuck yeah, I can finally have like a long shower.
We don't really want to know what you're doing in the shower for like, you know, 2 hours.
In normal households, people are like, hell yeah, we can like finally go up to the top drawer and get all the candy from the jar or something. Or yeah, you know, we can finally go beat that dead animal in the backyard without getting into trouble.
Yeah.
And he's like,
just like, yeah, like, shower time.
Yeah, I got to beat myself for 2 hours. In the shower.
Yeah, so no, I wasn't allowed to shower when he wasn't there. So, but I'd still do it. But Levi was a little tattletale.
Good on you, Levi.
So then, like, my dad would get home and I'd get in trouble, basically.
Your dad gets home, Levi's like, Jesse's clean! Like, what?
He's too clean.
Or you'd have to, like, do it early enough before, because my dad used to, like, ring up on us and check in, like, earlier on in the day.
Right.
So you'd have to make sure you weren't in the shower when he called.
He chats to Levi, and Levi, you're just in the background singing in the shower. Your dad's like, what's that? And Levi's like, oh, nothing, just the TV.
He calls every half an hour just to check, you know.
So what I used to do, is take the cordless phone into the bathroom.
Oh,
that's bad.
So when the phone rang, I could get out of the shower.
But it's echoey.
Yeah, oh, no, you it's just, like when people pretend they're not on the toilet when they're on the phone to you, and you can clearly hear that it all of a sudden just randomly starts to echo, and then the trigger, and then the toilet flushes.
And then, or you're at la la la, donk.
Oh, shit. So anyway, I'd really like to finalise this business deal. Plop.
Well, time's money, right? No, but there's ways around that. There's totally ways around that. You lower your voice, or
you're talking
you,
to like a...
You've speak put way too much thought into this.
You lower your voice, or you speak up, like, towards the ceiling.
I know, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah.
Or, but you turn the shower off, like you,
yeah, definitely.
Right. I've never answered the phone in the shower before.
No.
Like,
it just turns the shower on the silencer.
Like. Yeah, you turn it off. I can remember, like, basically turning it... Because there's other phones in the house too, so you have to beat Levi to the phone.
True, yeah, right.
As well as, like, get out of the shower.
Right.
So you quickly turn the shower off, opening up the thing, and, like, drying your hands to then grab the phone. And then you
why are you
another
taking...
Another thing is, like, you talk to the towel, because then that would, like, catch the voice and take
so
away the
echo.
So now
you're sounding like Liam Neeson, like, just some kind of...
Yeah.
But why are you taking such a long time in there? What are you doing?
I just...
Do you really want to do that? Information?
Honestly,
most
of the time it would be just me, like, leaning up against the wall with my arms folded.
Not even in the shower. Exactly. He's over in the fucking washing machine. Just like, just chilling like a villain.
No, with the water.
The shower run.
Yeah, I'm teaching
the
them
running
and taking
over
a shower.
Yeah, no, with the water running over you, of course. And then, exactly, just pondering life.
Yeah, no, I do a lot of that. Like, I do. I don't do the lean, though. I do the head lean. So, like,
that too. It
like
depends
my
on
head
what,
always goes against the wall first, and I just do one of those.
Depending on I mean, yeah, after a while, you have to reposition yourself.
What are you doing, like, thinking for, like, 45 minutes?
It can be a good thinking time sometimes.
It is a good thinking time. Yeah. I'm not in the shower for 45 minutes. I'm in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Looking at myself in the mirror most of the time.
Yeah, because you've got the mirror right across from the shitter in your bathroom. So you guys watch yourself take a big shit.
Pretty much.
That's something that would just so distract me. I've never been able to do that.
Or would it motivate you?
Well, it's like those toilets with the mirror in
to
front of it.
To push harder.
It's like those toilets with the mirror in front of it, and you can see yourself peeing, and I'm like, that's just weird.
Yeah, like it came
Yeah, that's just weird.
It is weird, because you're trying to piss, and all you're thinking of is like, damn!
Kylie, do you think that?
Yeah. I can't say I've had that experience.
On that note of shower time, I think we've sort of stayed
almost
our welcome at the James C. Budger B&B podcast.
Make
so,
fall asleep in
you're
massive thanks.
Shower right now,
yeah, I'm going for a shower right now, actually. Massive thanks to Kylie Real. Thank you for
thank
coming
you
out.
Thank you very much, Kylie. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Thanks,
thank you for choosing the James C. Budger B&B and being on the podcast. Till next week, we'll talk to you then. This is Jesse.
This is Chris.
Martin.
And
Kylie. Peace out. Hey guys, welcome to your end credit scene. Apologies, there is no big Thanos reveal, but we do have some very important information of the same level of importance. Make sure that you follow us on your podcast app in both...
I don't know what I'm going
to You. What's up, guys? Me again. Look, make sure... Oh, you got the fucking egg. I'm getting really subconscious about it.
You drink too much,
man. One sip. Yeah. Hey guys, me again. Welcome to your end credit scene. Apologies, there's no big Thanos reveal. However, we do have some information that is just as important. Make sure that you follow us on the podcast app, both on Apple and on your Android device, along with Spotify and Wooshka. Other than that, make sure you follow us on our social medias as well. Hashtag Actors Life. BTW Productions, Chatterboat Comedy, and our personal ones as well. Jesse Dingo, Martin Reyes, and Chris Chatterboat. Otherwise, we'll be back again on Tuesday with a brand new hashtag Actors Life. Hope you're enjoying season 2 so far. Stay safe. Mad love.